What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, friend of the show, you see him in the background. The Gamecocks of South Carolina with a big win last night against UK at home, storming the court. It's the man himself, fresh off the victory, my guy Lamont Paris. Lamont, good to see you, brother.
Boss man, what's up, baby? How you doing, man? It's crazy.
Man, living great like right now, brother. And I was front of my TV last night, cheering for you like crazy. No, we don't talk today. So I got told off there. It was part of God's plan, buddy.
It sure was. You knew this was going to be the date. It was going to all work out the way it was supposed to last night. We were going to come on here today after a big win and chop it up.
No doubt, man. Lamont, I know you are a builder, man. And I know people questioned it last year and now this year. You're non-league schedule, but you always been a builder, man. I saw you at Chattanooga day one. I'm coming to see your practices play, how you guys respond to you, how they're coachable. I knew you'd get the same as going the right way. So for you, man, knowing all the hard work you put in with your staff, and seeing what happened last night in that arena, man, all that support, man, how does it make you feel knowing what you put into this program so far?
No, you have a unique perspective because you've been to practices. You knew what it was like when I got to chat, and then you saw what it was like after we got, you know, as we built that thing the way we wanted to. And so you know the background as far as that goes. But it was rough sledding last year. You take over a job and you know, it wasn't like this team had been in a pro NCAA tournament for 20 straight years consecutively. And then, you know, you take that over. So it's just last year was part of the building process. We got a lot of things done. We grew a lot last year. And then, you know, this year, I think we got the culture right exactly where I want it. And you can see the fruits of our labor. So it's rewarding more than anything. It's just rewarding. It keeps you committed to your process. You've got a process that you believe in. And then so and the guys buy into it. And then when you see results, it just strengthens the belief and all that.
And Lamont, that's what you said, something so key there. buying into their roles, buying into the process. Talk about that piece of it. We're getting a young man to believe that the process is the way it needs to be and trusting that the role, hey, you're just going to be a screener. You're going to be a shooter. You're going to be a dribble driver. Don't do too much. So step into whatever role you give them. Talk about that piece of it for a young man on your team. Somebody, all I'm doing right now is my opinion.
That's the hardest thing. In 2024, it's harder than ever for guys to do that, and especially when you're going to ask them to do something that, as far as they see it, doesn't help them individually, and they're not even sure that it helps you win a game because they're young. They don't know that. So it's about getting the right guys and convincing them that every role is important. They know I value any role. There's a guy on our bench that does nothing but wave the towel, and I count on him to wave that towel when we make a good play. Or another guy daps guys up when they come off the bench. I count on that guy to be dapping guys up. He can't show up one day and not dap guys up. That's an important role. So I think they all know that I value the role that they play. Everybody wants to score 20 points a game and play 30 minutes. Every kid wants to do that. But we got the kind of guys that understand that that's not going to be everybody's role right now. Roles can change over time. Roles can change in the same season. But I think more than anything, it's just that you got the right kind of guys that are about winning. They want to win the game above all else. And then if they can triple double and win the game, great. But normally it goes the other way around. Guys want to get a triple double, and then they say, "Hey, if we win, great. You know, if we lose, oh well." And we got guys that are thinking the opposite way. That's been an important part of this.
And Lamont, I know you love this about your defensive mindset, brother. I know how much you love it at the end of the floor, and your guys defend like crazy. Attention to detail, I can tell as far as the scouting reports and doing what you want to do, but how they talk to you on defense. Talk about instilling that part as well, because we both know guys want to score, but then we know that other part of the floor travels no matter what you do.
It's so important. Like, if you look at that Kentucky game, honestly, aside from just looking at the fact that we held them 30 points under their average, right? Alabama is the lowest points that they scored in the game was against us, too. If you look at how many times Kentucky, who's got one of the fastest paces in the country, right? How many times everybody talks about our pace, but here's where the pace really takes effect. Look at how many times they got under 10 in the shot clock, and they don't ever do that, right? And that's what our defense has been able to do, is make teams work hard to get a good quality shot. And so, and a lot of teams, you know, they won't do that. They'll take the first available shot. And they're confident, so they think they can make it. But yeah, defense has been a big part of what we're doing. It's allowed us to have some to stay in games even when we didn't shoot the ball great, which has happened. You know, I think you're in a danger zone if you do it the other way around. If because you're gonna have three or four games out of 32 where you just it doesn't go in, and so you don't need to say, well, we just lose the game because we don't make shots. When you defend at the level that we're defending at right now, you got a chance. Even if you don't make, now in the days that we do make shots, right? We were 11 for 23 from three in this last game. We were up 20 in the second half. We went 9 for 18 in the Arkansas game from three, right? You're up 18 in the second half. So the days that we make shots, if we can defend like we did last night, the days that we make shots at all, you're going to have a tremendous chance to win the game.
And Lamont, talk about defense, that late defense, under 10 seconds, how that's so key to defending a good 20 seconds, but that last 10 seconds when it gets kind of scrambling, still stay true to your principles and not get out of character and to defend the right way.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things. As a matter of fact, in the second half, honestly, they got 7 points on situations where we didn't do that. We guarded the initial action. And this is how most teams do. They'll come down if they don't get something in transition. They got an action or an offense that they run. And then you got your late clock situation, right? So we came down 3 times yesterday, almost in a row. We played, we got back, so there was no transition. We guarded the initial action. And then they got into a late clock scenario. And everybody gets antsy in the late clock scenario. The offensive guy feels like he needs to make something happen. The defensive guy really wants to make a stop. So when you're trying to really make a stop, sometimes you'll get out of character. You'll get in a passing lane and gamble for something. You'll go for a shot fake to try to block the shot to make a super play to end the deal. And in reality, all you got to do is stay between your man and the ball or in the rim, right? And if you can stay between your man and the rim enough times, the odds are in your favor that the possession is going to go your way. And so we've been really disciplined I give the guys a lot of credit for being disciplined on the defensive side of the ball and not trying to take the easy way out to make a play that the odds don't say you're going to make very often.
No doubt, especially with the way they call in block charges now, where you can't just come over and get a charge anymore. You have to be vertical now. Just try to stay set for that ball. Don't get drove on, because if you get got you can't have some help waiting on you, because I know how you all do your scheme. So it's like, just stay solid and we'll be okay.
Be stay solid. And if you can guard the ball, it's another thing. You look at all the assists. These guys average 20 assists a game. They had 4 assists, right? Because normally what you do, you don't guard the ball. They get in the lane, and then you got to go into scramble mode, and you got to help. And they're great passers, so they fling it out to other guys that are wide open for shots. So when you guard the ball, you don't have to help quite as much. We defended the three in a way that, you know, normally they shoot how many ever threes. I think they only shot like – they only made 4, but I think they only shot 12 or 13 threes. They normally shoot a lot more threes than that. So it's just some basic principles that we believe allow you to be a good defensive team. But the biggest part of it is, one, sticking to those principles, and two, trying really hard on a consistent basis. And we got a lot of guys that try really hard to do what we ask.
No doubt, man. Yes, you do. And also, Lamont, playing these close games, man, We know you can't put that in practice really to somebody the right way, but being these close games you've been in, having your guys win some of them, come on the wrong side with you, a couple of them. So about that experience of playing close games, get experience with them guys to execute and have that teaching tape on film, say, hey, we did this the right way, so when you get in situation again, we'll be okay.
Yeah. I think you get into once you get into league play, and we had some close games in the non-conference too, but I think once you get into league play, you got to expect it's going to be more close games, especially on the road. Sometimes the best you can expect is a close game. There's not too many guys in the league go on the road and then come back with a 20-point win. It's not that realistic. But so I think just having been in a lot of close games and winning a lot of them, losing a couple of them too, I think it just helps just guys be poised, you know, and there's no panic. There's a panic button out there every game, but you're either going to push the panic button or you're going to, you know, ignore it and go to something different. I think when you get in a lot of close games like that and you've had those experiences, and we got an older team, that's a big part of it too. We got an older team. I think you can avoid the panic button a lot more times than when you're in. And it's a belief factor, too. You know somebody's going to make a play or make a shot or get a rebound that's going to ultimately lead to a win. So it's just a lot of confidence in those situations. But those experiences are vital.
No doubt, bro. What I'm going to ask you about Michi Johnson. Tell me about that young man and his development and growth in your program, man, and what you're happiest with him about on the court, a leader on and off the court, man.
Yeah, the biggest thing with Michi this year, he's such a talent, but the biggest thing this year, he's just been consistent. He's been so consistent for us. Like, we need him to step on the gas. We need him to attack. We need him to shoot. We need him to score. We need him to create plays for others. He's got to be one of the most unselfish leading scorers there in our league, if not in the country. But he's been so comfortable. It's amazing how guys flourish when they get comfortable. He knows what his role is. He knows he's got belief, complete and total utter belief from our whole staff, from me. He's got a great relationship with me. So, you know, I just think when you get in those scenarios, you can play calm, and when you do that, you can flourish. And he's grown so much. He's also been turned into a good defender. And that was an area he needed to grow when he got into when he got here, was just being locked in as a consistent defender. So just honestly, on both sides of the ball, I think consistency is the word I would use to describe that's led to all the growth. He's had a lot of growth. He's a great kid too now. Oh man, we got some good dudes on this team. They're just good guys to be around. When I go into the gym every day, I can't help but be in a good mood. Wins cure a lot of things, but honestly, with this group, it's just some different. It's different dudes, great personalities, a very diverse group. We got kids from all different countries, a lot of different countries, all different parts. Michi's from Ohio. Miles Studi's from D.C. and Miami. We got kids from everywhere. So it's just it's a great group.
And Lamont, for you, man, you got balanced scoring too. On two guys with the figures, but you got balance scoring. So, and we know both know when the ball moves, that affects defense too. So, the ball has energy. So, when guys are getting the ball, or they're going to get the ball, get the score, get a touch here, a touch there, they'll defend harder on the other end of the floor as well. So about that balance court effect, so you don't can't risk Ken on Michi or BJ the whole time. You got to worry about others as well scoring the ball.
Yeah, you're looking in last night's game. Jacoby made some big-time shots. Miles Studi's made big-time plays and shots for us. Colin Murray-Boyles has had good games. Zach Davis had 12 points in our last outing at Arkansas. So I just think having more guys out there that can present some sort of threat. They never know when it's going to be their time and their moment to make a play. Jacoby hit the game winner in the Missouri game. You know, most guys are going to go only to one guy, and the defense knows what guy you're going to go to when you get in those situations. So I just think having a balanced attack is important. And the ball movement is critical for us. These guys understand that if you throw the ball and you make a hard cut, the odds are the ball is going to end up coming back on you anyway in a scoring situation. And so I don't have to twist their arm to try to get them to move the ball. You know, sometimes they get fatigued. They don't move themselves as much as I'd like, but they move the ball. They're completely unselfish. We got an unbelievably unselfish team. And just a lot of guys that can make a play. A lot of guys that can make a shot. A lot of guys that can make an offensive play.
No doubt, Lamar. Also, man, rebounding the basketball, too. Both ends of the floor, man, has been very key for you as well. You and I both know possessions don't end unless you get the rebound. Defensively, offensively, getting more opportunity to score the ball. So about that importance of rebounding, that one-two thing, and having guys commit to that end and getting rebounds as well, brother.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Like, if you think about it, every offensive possession, now you're on defense, every possession is going to end in one of a couple of ways. It's either going to be a turnover, the ball's going to go through the net, or they're going to miss, right? And the vast majority end in the very last one, a shot that goes up and doesn't go in. That's the vast majority of the possession. So if you're going to be a good defensive team, you have to secure your defensive rebound. And so we've got guys, we've worked on it. Like, we go back, even some of our practices in January, like a couple weeks ago, we were doing blockout drills. Like, you get into this time of year, most teams aren't doing that. And, you know, maybe some guys don't have to, but we just throw a constant reminder out there to these guys that the possession's not done until you get the rebound. You work hard for 30 seconds to play good solid D and chase through screens and talk and communicate and stay in front of the ball and all that stuff. And then you give up a second chance opportunity. It just doesn't make that much sense to me. So we work really hard on that, especially, you know, some of our guys. You know, we ain't setting any records with vertical leap or and things like that. So you got to be blockout guys. I tell them, you don't have to block out if you want to jump above the crowd and grab the rebound. But I don't think it's fair for me to ask you to do that. You may not be able to make yourself do that. But if you can make yourself block out, you're going to get the your fair share of rebounds. And so that's been a huge point of emphasis for us, too.
No doubt, man. Also, what I like about your team is you try to live on those live ball turnovers too. You do a good job of taking care of the ball. I mean, you know, we all know that puts you in transition, gets you cross-matched in rotation. So how about that piece of helping your players realize we need to live our live ball turnovers? Let's not have that many of them. And if we do, we need to get back like crazy.
Yeah. Live ball turnovers are a killer. Somebody else said there's no defense for a run out, right? There's no way to defend. You can't practice defending a runout because you turn the ball over and the other team's in transition. It's the highest percentage field goal percentages are when you get in a transition in an outnumbered situation. And so you can't do it. You can't turn the ball over in a live ball turn away. We turn the ball over some, right? Like we get going fast and we drag a foot on a travel, or we offensive foul on a charge or an illegal screen, but we don't get a lot of live ball turnovers. I just think we got, again, it's an older group. They respect the fact that I value, you can only score when you have the ball. So when we have the ball, let's not give it up to the other team. And so, you know, they know the situations that are good for us and the situations that aren't as good for us. And they mainly stay away from the ones that aren't as good for us. And because of that, we have fewer turnovers. You got good passers. Talon Cooper is one of the best in the country from a overall assist and turnover situation. But we got a lot of guys on our team that can pass.
know, Dallas, talk about this, man, the support of Coach Staley. Haven't heard that support of you and your team, man, and Coach Beamer as well, doing what he's doing over there, man. So talk about those coaches, your fellow colleagues supporting you and having a guy who's kind of been your boss who's been a coach to help support you as well, man.
Yeah, no, this is we got a tight-knit athletic department. Even our baseball coach, I heard from multiple coaches after the win last night. A bunch of them were at the game. Dawn's been great. Shane brought a recruit over here a couple of days ago. That's actually from my hometown and is a player. And so I just think it's a tight knit group in terms of these coaches and supporting each other and having each other's back. And so it was great to see them out there and get the love from them and know that they're supporting. But it was awesome to see Dawn at the game, and she was lit up at the game. She was into it. She was waving the towel and all that stuff. So they got a big one coming up at LSU. So I'm excited for them to go perform and do their thing too. I wish it was a home game that I could be there, but I know game day will be there, so they'll be ready to perform. But it's a tight knit group here with the coaches. It's awesome. Coach Tanner, Ray Tanner, our athletic director, was a national championship, a two-time national champion baseball coach here at South Carolina. So he gets it. He knows what it's all about. And so just being surrounded by people like that, the value in that is incredible, just to be able to, you know, sometimes head coaches are the only ones that understand what a head coach is going through. So it's nice to be able to have good sounding boards with those other guys.
No doubt. Well, Lamont, man, I'm going to see you in Nashville at the SEC tournament. The schedule works out good for me, so I can come up there and see you all play, man. So I'll be cheering for you between now and then, brother, for seeing you again in person. So Eddie, I said, what's up, man? I'm happy as heck.
Boss, man, I will. Hey, I don't know if you even remember the first time we got together. I was at Wisconsin as an assistant coach, and we've been doing this, these little interviews and whatnot since then. So it's been a long time. I appreciate all your support and all the love you give us in Atlanta area and just in general, man. So keep doing your thing. I know you're great at your deal, and I look forward to seeing you in Nashville, if not before.
No doubt, my good brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, it's been fun, man. When you were one of my guys, man, I'm always looking to you. I'm having the show, man. You know, you already know that, brother. I'm gonna find you one way or another, buddy.
That's right, no doubt. Boss man, my guy. All right, man. Have a good week.
I'll see you, brother.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.